And have you observed any differences in the way medical staff treat patients over the years?
I don't know whether it's a way, because if I think about the times that I've been in hospital, and I have spent quite a lot of time in hospital for various reasons, I can't say that I've really noticed a huge change. I think some medical staff have really changed the way they treat patients, but others haven't. And that's all I can say on that, really.
What about changes in the National Health Service?
Well, there weren't, as far as I'm aware, diabetic specialist nurses when I was younger. So that's been quite a change. I don't know how much of it is a change from the actual medical staff or how much of it is a change from me and what I expect. I'm much more demanding than I used to be, and I expect people to treat me as an equal. My title is doctor, and I use it a lot in a medical situation, not a medical doctor, because it gets me respect in a hospital, which I think is rubbish. I think every patient should have respect. But I do think it really makes a difference on whether on who you are, whether people treat you with respect or not. I think as a white middle-class woman with the title doctor, I get a lot more respect than an elderly Asian woman would get.
What about changes in organisation, things like waiting times?
Generally, you still wait a long time, and you always have done. Hospitals are places where you sit and wait.
And have you noticed any changes in attitudes to diabetes in society over the years?
Well, I think because I never felt, as a diabetic, I never really felt particularly discriminated against, or that people had sort of strange attitudes about me because I was diabetic. But then I do a lot of training around disability equality issues. And sometimes some of the things that people say around diabetes, I mean, now, really staggers me. I mean, one group, and they were actually health, they worked for a health authority, said that if they had somebody with diabetes working with them, they would want somebody shadowing them all the time in case they went into a coma. And this was only recently. So although I feel that, you know, generally as a diabetic, it's a hidden impairment, and it is very, very common, I suppose because diabetes is more and more common, and it's common as I understand it, it's more common in type 2 diabetes is increasingly common because people lead unhealthy lives. Now, this is very, very different from type 1, and I really resent the fact that all the time we hear about type 2 diabetes and people think I'm diabetic and do they see me as leading a very unhealthy life and it's my own fault. That really bugs me. Also, it bugs me because type 1 diabetics is also, there's more of us around, but that's because, in a way, it's because we're a success story and there's more of us having children. And there's obviously a genetic factor, as I understand it, in type 1 diabetes. But all the general public's understanding of diabetes, and the more that we hear, is generally about type 2 diabetes, which I think should have a completely different name.